On a fantastic Friday afternoon, how's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to Night Tracks Radio. And today's artist spotlight, gifted singer, songwriter, vocalist, two-time Grammy-nominated artist, the gifted and super talented Mr. Greg Manning is joining us today with his new hit single, Brother to Brother, the follow-up from his 2023 album, of course, Lord Have Mercy. A Song for Peace. Brother Manny, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, of course. My pleasure. My pleasure. Good to see you.
Hey, the feeling is mutual. So many questions and so many things I want to get into. First of all, congratulations on the new single. That's most important more than anything else. The Billboard is at, 29, it's on Billboard chart right now at 29, which is exceptional, and I know that you're awfully proud of it. And I wanted to ask you, as far as this particular new single, it's completely different from anything that you've done on the previous album. And I wanted to ask you, was that intentionally? Did you intentionally do that?
Not really. You know, I've been doing this for a while now, you know, songwriting and the whole process, Teddy, it's still a mystery to me. You know, these things just come out sometimes without permission. I do one thing and then, you know, I compose something and a few days go by and then I look back and I listen back. And I'm like, wow, you know, how did I come up with this? I really don't know. The only thing I know, I improvise a lot. You know, I get inspired by whatever, drum loops, the sound, chord progressions, some new scales I'm checking out. There's always something going on, and the 29 on Billboard is great, but I'm happy to report it actually moved to 23.
All right. Yeah. That is truly wonderful. That's truly wonderful. You've always had this incredible way of working with and having exceptional musicians work with you to create something magical. And this collaboration, of course, with Jimmy Reed, and also Morris O'Connor, what was that like for, you know, you guys collaborating and make this wonderful new hit single?
As you said, you know, I'm really, really blessed. I know a lot of great musicians, and luckily when I call, they answer the telephone. So that's always a good thing. Believe it or not, Jimmy Reed, the sax player, I've known him for, I don't even know, the decades at this point. I got to know him when I played in Jonathan Butler's band. You know, so many things in my career go back to Jonathan Butler. I really have to thank him. He's been a great teacher, a great master. But Jimmy and I played with Jonathan for a while, and that's how I got to know him. And of course, then Jimmy moved on. He worked with so many other people, David Foster. I think Jimmy is getting ready to do a musical in New York City with David Foster.
Okay.
And Maurice O'Connor, you know, what can I say? growing up in Switzerland, I like religiously listened to Stevie and Earth, Wind & Fire. And I'm still pinching myself. I'm friends with the band, you know, and I know Verdeen, John Paris, the drummer, of course, Maurice, guitar player, Serge, the other guitar player. They're all friends of mine. And it's just a great thing that I can actually call these people and they answer and we get to play together. Well, and you know, the great thing is about those cats, I do demos. I have like a rough idea what I hear on guitar, what I hear melody wise on saxophone. But then when they do it and I get the tracks back from them, it's like, wow, you know, a whole different thing.
Well, we feel honored because one of the things, as I said to you before, when the first time I had an opportunity to converse with you, is that not only are you motivated by music, it has become an integral part of your life. Certain places that you see, places that you have visited around the world, they have a profound effect on your music. And I've noticed that everything that you ever released, you have managed to incorporate your visions, the sights, the sounds in your music. And I wanted to know, music has become so much a part of you. when do you find time to really just kind of take a woo-saw moment and just kind of relax, because you have all these different sounds that are constantly going in your head?
Teddy, you want to hear the sad but true answer to that question?
Please, please.
Never.
Never.
Never, never. No, I mean, it's definitely a blessing. It's definitely a blessing, but it's a little bit of a curse, because I love it so much, and the radio is always on. There's always something, you know, that I hear that I wanted to explore. It's just my personality. I've never been bored for 1 minute in my life. There's so many things to explore, you know. But what you say is very I think it's very true, you know. Some musicians think that music comes from music, and Keith Jarrett once said, you know, it's like believing babies come from babies. Actually, that's not true. You know, music got to be informed by life. If you don't have a life, you know, outside of music, and now I'm contradicting myself a little bit, but I am doing life. You know, I read books. I have friends. I interact with people. I read the newspapers. I'm Vegas with certain organizations. So all these things are important to me, and they do influence my music, because I think, you know, life and music, they're the same thing. And I don't think if you have a compartmentalized life, then the music is going to sound like that. So my goal is just to stay open to all these different influences.
Right. You know, I go back to the last time that I spoke with you, and I remember you telling me, and it really stayed with me. You said, you know, life is about experiences, growth. And when we have the ability to use that and incorporate everyday life, just like you said, interacting with different friends, family, new people, new cities, new places, tasting different types of food, hearing different kinds of music that you can incorporate. And I've seen it each year, or every time that you have released a new project, you have done that. You have incorporated so many different kinds of elements in your music. And I wanted to ask you, I know that a lot of listeners would like to know, what is it like when you're in the studio as far as that whole creative process for you, when you're mastering and you're mixing everything down, or you either programming certain things as far as a keyboard, different horn sections when you're not using someone else? What is that, the whole, I guess, that scientific part of that as far as the whole creative aspect of music for you?
Yeah, very good question. I think what I do nowadays has really changed because of technology. Maybe 10, 20 years ago, there was like a whole team you needed a whole team to produce an album. You needed a producer, an engineer, arrangers, musicians, a facility, great expensive studio. This has all kind of shrank to one thing. And most of the time, you know, I'm like a one-man show. I write, I produce, I engineer, I mix. I do not master. That's something I want to mention, because I do not believe that a mix engineer should ever master. You know, the final polishing should be done by different ears.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Because what I hear is what I hear, and I need a third party. I need objective ears to listen to the mix and say, yeah, maybe we should shape the low end a little different. Maybe, you know, shape the high end a little different. I can't do this because I mixed it in a certain way. So I strongly believe you need an outside mix engineer. And I've been very fortunate to work with Steve Hall at Future Discs for like decades at this point. And at this point, I just send him the files. I don't even say anything. I just say, hey, Steve, do your magic. You know, do your magic. But you know, Teddy, it's such a great question, because the other day I thought, growing up in Switzerland, I built my little spaceship, I had my controls, stick, everything. And now when I look at my studio here,
Right.
it actually is my spaceship.
Right.
What I envisioned many, many decades ago, it has manifested. It's here, and I'm incredibly lucky. I get up and I can do music. I can explore. I can create my own worlds. I'm very, very lucky to do that.
Well, we're very, very lucky and definitely fortunate to have you with us. And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. We're being joined by the super talented Mr. Greg Manning, of course, his new hit single. Yeah, brother to brother. I love that. Brother to brother. Actually, it's on number 23 right now on the Billboard charts, which is a beautiful thing. I wanted to ask you, I know for me, there's certain things that inspire me when it comes to music. I have a love affair with music. It has become my quote unquote mistress, my muse, something that I can turn to in my darkest hour to find just a kind of a way of escapism. Then I watch you, and it's like you're in your own personal spaceship behind you where you have complete creative control over your music. And I wanted to ask you, because so many artists that I've had to pleasure of conversing with, they've always said that in the midst of creating music, the hardest thing to do is to allow an outside producer to come in and work with them, because a lot of times that producer really does not understand them. And I wanted to ask you, how important is it to have a producer that not only understands you, but can push you to another level, to on the creative, to another level, to bring something out, something else out of you that you didn't even realize that you had.
That's actually a very good question again, Teddy. And funny enough, I do produce my own music. I don't go to outside producers. It's me. And I think the reason is I have such a strong vision when I hear music. It's actually kind of funny because I think before it's actually finished, before all the parts are in, I hear how it's supposed to sound. And I'm not saying that any other producer is less good or whatever, but it would just be a different vision, a different goal. And at this point, I'm still trying to really fulfill and explore what I hear.
I've always said, I had a conversation with a good friend of mine the last time that we spoke. I said, you know what? I said, Brother Manning has this almost like this galactic Jean-Luc Picard that
Oh, now we're talking. Now we're talking. Great stuff.
That
That's right.
exploratory mentality where you're willing to go out and just explore and constantly pushing the boundaries of what music can be, because there's no music is limitless. The possibilities are everything. There's so many things that inspire you. And I wanted to ask you, is there any particular city or any part of the world just left an indelible imprint on you musically that just really inspired you on any of your music?
It's so funny you ask. It's because I just hung up the phone with my brother, Ray Upchurch, and we talked about life and music. And I told him that right now I'm so inspired by Cape Town, South Africa.
Really?
What's going on? I mean, right now, African music, especially South African music, there's like a new style. It's connected to house music. It's called Amapiano or Amapiano. I just love it. I discovered it a few weeks ago, and I absolutely love it. It's dance music. It has four on the floor, but what I love, it's all in like native tongue, native dialects. Nothing is in English that I listen to, and it just sounds so mysterious. And also, I love like in like Western EDM. The chords are different, and in Amapiano, there's jazz chords, jazz influences, jazz, funk, and it's almost like tribal melodies on top of it. I think it's the hippest thing right now, and I'm studying it.
You know, when I hear you speak this way, it harkens me back to when the late great Maurice White of Earth, Wind, and Fire, when he started incorporating the Kabbalah into the
Yes,
when he incorporated, and it took the sound, it took Earth, Wind, and Fire sound to a completely different level. And do you know, one of the things I said, when I get you back on, I wanted to ask you, do you think a lot of times that certain artists are somewhat apprehensive as far as pushing the boundaries, being able to challenge themselves? Do you see that? Because you've been in the industry for a long time. Do you see that sometimes that certain artists are afraid to push the boundaries, to push down below?
I see it all the time. And you know, it's easy to point the finger at others. And I'm pointing the finger sometimes, you know, at myself, because I'm going to tell you why. It is so easy to fall into a trap and think, okay, I did this song. It became number one on Billboard Song of the Year. Why should I change anything? So I'm going to keep doing the same thing in different clothes for the rest of my career. Why should I change? And I unfortunately see this with some artists. I'm trying very hard not to fall into that trap, because, you know, if I do this, I could do a 9-to-5 at a bank. That's not exploring. Right. That's not exploring music to me. So I'm trying to stay open, but it's hard, because when you take risks, sometimes when you're a pioneer, it does not get appreciated. You know, it's an interesting thing.
Well, look, I'm thoroughly impressed with your creative process. And as I said, you are definitely our modern day Jean-Luc Picard, man. You love to you love to try. The experimentation is incredible.
I'm glad you didn't say Captain Kirk.
Oh no.
But you know what's funny, Teddy? I always wanted to be Spock.
Really?
Oh yes. Spock just intrigues me to no end. You know, the logical mind is very interesting. Yes.
Everything that's, you know, speaking of Spock, everything with him, everything came down here. Everything was analytical. Everything is analytical, based upon logic. It is what it is. And that's great. But when you're a musician and you have that level of creativity, there's no boundaries that are set. There's no putting someone in a box. You have to have that galactic mindset like you, where you're able to challenge yourself as a musician. Now, I got to ask, because I know a lot of the listeners would like to know, you have provided us with a slice of cheesecake with this new hit single, Brother to Brother. When can we when can we expect an album from you?
Actually, I have released an album, but a few months ago, but it's not like a full album. It's basically a compilation album. I did put 4 new songs on it, but also all the singles, all the hit singles are on that particular album. Because, you know, when you tour, sometimes people want to get a CD, and those songs were just available online. Never on CD, so I put it on a CD, and so people can take that home. But a good question, though, a full album with like 10 new songs.
Yes.
Right now, I don't know. I'm just too busy, you know, working with other people on their projects. Right now, I'm just looking at doing singles.
I want to talk about something that's rarely brought up when you speak to an artist, a person that's creative, the amount of sacrifice that goes into being an artist. How have you been able to maintain a personal life and also still do your music, as far as keeping a balance, being able to do both at the same time? Because music becomes such a integral part of your life. Where does that leave time for Greg Manning's personal life, where he said, hey, I can go to the restaurant, have a nice glass of wine, maybe some Italian food, and just relax? When do you have your own free space just to relax and be who you are?
Ooh, that's a loaded that's a loaded question, Teddy. That's a loaded question. You know, I'm 58, and I'm still trying to find that balance. You know, and music has definitely taken a toll. You know, unfortunately, I got divorced in 2016. I stayed with my wife for 25 years. And there, of course, there were there's always different issues. But I think music or me becoming an artist or wanted to pursue my career, that really didn't help my relationship, my marriage, right. Unfortunately. So egotistical way, I have sacrificed because I'm so dedicated to music. But also, you know, again, the older I get, I also see if I just did music, that's actually a one-way street. Because, right. You know, babies don't come from babies. Music does not come from music. You know, I mean, I could listen to all the heroes, Keith Jarrett, Herbie. By the way, I'm going to see Herbie tonight in Vegas.
Really?
Oh, my. Yeah. But again, you know, I could listen to all my heroes and learn from them musically. But if I imitated that, it would just be empty notes.
Right.
It would not mean what it's supposed to mean. So I really think life is important. And I'm trying. It's a work in progress. But I'm trying to find a, you know, work-life balance, music-life balance.
Right. You know, I think all of us to some extent, we all go through that. We have to find that kind of balance. And
sure.
Numerous artists that I've spoken with, male and female artists, where relationships have been sacrificed because of the art form, because music plays such an integral part of who they are. And I think it takes a really special partner to really understand that and cultivate that kind of love for music as a musician has. And it comes out in all your music. That album that you put out, A Song for Peace, that entire album was incredible. But just listening to it in general, you could hear parts of you that you've managed to incorporate from your own personal life. And I think the great thing about being an artist is to have a level of transparency where people can really understand and really feel that this person is being genuine. And you've had the ability to do that in all your music. And I wanted to ask you, how important is it to have that kind of level of transparency when you are in the creating process of making your music?
I don't think you have a choice. You know, if you want to be authentic, you kind of have to be naked.
Right.
And it's really interesting. You know, in my career, I have so many musicians that I look up to, so many keyboard players. As I said, you know, Herbie, of course, George Duke, Chick, of course, Keith Jarrett, Abdullah Ibrahim. The list goes on and on. But the funny thing is, you know, when I started to do less of them in my music and more of me, my career kind of took off. And my explanation is that people were able to feel who I am. People were actually able to feel something. They just did not hear, you know, just simply notes or scales. But when I play a note, there's something behind it. There's something that I feel that I just want to give or I want to put into my music.
Well, it definitely resonates. So far be it for me to deprive all the listeners out there with this new hit single. So let's get into it. The new hit single, of course, by the super talented Mr. Greg Manning. Brother to brother here on Nightwatch. Lord have mercy. The super talented Greg Manning with his new hit single, of course, Brother to Brother, available as we speak on iTunes/Apple, Amazon, if you're feeling a little bit more adventurous. And to get all the latest updates, be sure you stop by his official website. That's at www.gregmanningmusic.com. And you say, well, Teddy Bear, when am I going to have an opportunity to see Greg perform live? I got you covered. On May the 11th at the second annual Empire State Jazz Festival at Discovery Green, Teddy Bear's backyard, Houston, Texas. He will be there. He will be there to perform live. To purchase your tickets and RSVP, just make sure you stop by his official website to get all the pertinent information. And also, again, be sure to get his 2023 fantastic album, of course, Lord Have Mercy, A Song for Peace. Brother Manning, as always, it is definitely a pleasure to have you on the show. I'm glad we've had an opportunity to now to see each other face to face, man. You know, this is your home away from home. Whatever you need, don't hesitate to let the Teddy Bear know. We got you. More importantly, we love you, and you have the utmost respect for me, because a lot of people on the outside looking in truly don't understand the amount of sacrifice one has to make in order to be great. And you have managed to do that, brother. You keep doing you, okay?
Thanks so much, Teddy. Always great to be on your show. Love it.
No, the pleasure is mine. Hey, and please tell Mr. Herbie Hancock that Teddy Bear says hello and gives him a shout out, some love to him, okay?
I will. Actually, years ago, Herbie and I, we chanted together. We were both in the same Buddhist sect. So
really? Yes, okay. Yes. Okay. You know, that's my first time you hearing that. When you, as far as having a level of spirituality, how has that helped you as far as just dealing with just everyday life?
It's the foundation. It's the foundation, you know. When that part is not there, everything goes out of bounds. And I think nowadays it's difficult to make that connection daily. We get distracted by a million things, you know. Technology is both. It's a curse and it's a blessing. And I think that, like everything in life, everything is on a spectrum and we need to find the balance. And I do like chanting sessions. I have not done it in a while, but I started my practice again. I chant Nam Myoho Renge Kyo. And, you know, it's almost, I think it is like praying. Whatever you do, chanting, praying, there needs to be a connection with something beyond us. And there is something beyond us.
Absolutely. I definitely agree. But again, I want to thank you again for blessing us and honoring us with your presence. Thank you for your profound love for music. And please keep those creative juices going. As I said, we want you to keep along that path of being the modern day Jean-Luc Picard, my brother. I appreciate it. Okay.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure, my brother.
We're going to be on warp drive. Warp
drive. There you go. That's what I want to hear. Family, the super talented Mr. Greg Manning here on Night Tracks Radio. Family, again, remember to get the new hit single, Brother to Brother. It is available as we speak on iTunes, Apple, Spotify, Deezer, Pandora. But if those are out there feeling a little bit more adventurous, Lord have mercy, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And for those who missed the interview, no need to fear, we got you covered. You can always catch the audio version of the interview in its entirety on Pandora, iHeartRadio, Spotify, you name it. We're available on all streaming outlets. And be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's at Night Tracks Radio with two X's. Be sure to subscribe so you can watch the interview in its entirety. And make sure you follow us as well on TikTok, of course, Instagram, the artist formerly known as Twitter, which is called X now. Lord, boy, time is telling. We're on X too. That's at Night Tracks Radio again with two X's. And again, to see this interview in its entirety, make sure that you subscribe to our YouTube channel. And before we go, first and foremost, I want to thank everyone for tuning in and allowing the Teddy Bear to help you escape whatever negativity or anything that you're going through. We're going to get by this. It's always love, a lot of love involved, always a lot of love. Without you, there's no me, there's no Night Tracks Radio. And I want to send out a lot of love to the incredible, talented Maya J for joining us actually a couple of days ago with her new hit single, Chills. Incredible song, incredible vocalist, incredible, super talented young lady. Man, I'm so proud of her. So we go in the show with some Maya J, with some Chills here on Night Tracks Radio. Stay blessed and always keep it soulful.
In mine, gives me the chills of a lifetime. Your lips are mine, gives me the feels all down my spine. Waiting patiently for you to come back and fight for me. Fuss is killing me inside. You give me the chills of a lifetime. You give me the chills of a lifetime. You're supposed to lie. Why you gonna be late for me tonight? You just can't hide. Said my name out loud with her last night. Still waiting patiently for you to come back and fight for me. The uncertainty of us is killing me inside. You give me chills of a lifetime. You give me chills of a lifetime. Giving me chills of a lifetime. Don't need to front, yeah, you're my guy. I blink and you lose your eyes.
Gives me the feels all down my spine.